A while ago, while attending the King Biscuit Blues Festival in Helena, Arkansas, I had the honor and pleasure to meet and visit with blues legend Kenny Neal. Kenny was born in New Orleans and raised in Baton Rouge. He was introduced to the blues tradition as a kid by his father, Rafel, who was a singer and harmonica player and close friends with Lazy Lester, Buddy Guy, Slim Harpo, and other masters. Neal has won numerous industry awards, including the Monterey Bay Blues Artist of the Year, a member of the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, the West Coast Blues Hall of Fame, and he's a four-time Grammy nominee and the recipient of a World Award for starring on Broadway. Kenny Neal will be performing right here on the Central Coast at the Santa Barbara Blues Society's Birthday Bash to be held at the Carrillo Recreation Center this March 21st at 8 p.m. Come along and join me in Helena, Arkansas at the King Biscuit Blues Festival for a visit with Kenny Neal.
And all my looking days was over, and all I need is you.
While on assignment down here in the Delta, I visited with legends such as James Cotton, Bob Margolin, the Kate Brothers, Roy Rogers, and more. But for me, the most touching encounter was to meet and visit with Kenny Neal. Come along and join me backstage at the Biscuit as we visit with Kenny Neal. Kenny Neal, what an honor and a pleasure to hang out with you, man.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure, and it's a pleasure to be here again.
Yeah, I bet. You like coming here, don't you?
Well, you know, I cut my teeth over here at Helena, Arkansas, man. So this is one of the traditional places that we do look forward to coming back to. Just like every year when I go back to my home state where I was born in New Orleans. You know.
Tell us about when you first came here and why. What first attracted you here to Helena?
Well, you know, I put my first record out back in 1987 with Alligator Records. So I've been coming here since during that time. And, you know, back then it was so exciting to play other than just Baton Rouge, to get out and explore the country. So I found out that I wasn't the only country boy. It's more little country spots across the country. And it's so down home here. It's really down home.
This is my first time here.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, not only talking to the people out in the audience, but to all the musicians.
Yeah.
This is like a family reunion for everybody, isn't it?
I was getting ready to say, this is one big family. And it's a reunion for all of us because then we don't get a chance to see each other that often because we're traveling. And for all of us to meet up in one spot like that. And then I'm seeing fans from, I just finished talking to a guy from the Netherlands.
Wow.
You know,
that follows you.
Yeah, they're over here to enjoy the festival here. So it's a great thing, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, just talk about your music for a minute.
Yeah.
When and how and why did you start out, and how did it evolve?
Well, my dad, his name was Rafel Neal. And he started out in the 50s, and I don't know if you're familiar with Buddy Guy.
Yeah, sure.
But Buddy Guy was my dad's guitar player.
Oh, my God.
Before he left Louisiana. And over the years, when Buddy was with Muddy Waters and doing his thing in Chicago, he would always come back home and visit my dad.
And there you were as a kid, right in your living room.
Yeah, he knew me as a kid. So when I turned 19... Buddy was aware that I was still playing music with my dad, and he called me up and offered me a job with his band at the age of 19, and I moved to Chicago and played with Buddy Guy and Junior Wells from 76 to about 81 as a bass player.
Nice introduction, huh?
Yeah, and that was the way I got started, and in 86 I signed a deal, 86, 87, I think the record came out with Alligator Records.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I started with my dad, Rafel. I was born in New Orleans and raised up in Baton Rouge, so I grew up in the Deep South.
Nice.
But that's where I come from, man. I had people around me like Lazy Lester, Slim Harpo, Ernie Keto, Fats Domino, all these guys, Guitar Slim. You know,
oh, nice.
Yeah,
that is sweet. I bet you took some of it for granted, and it's only looking back
that
you went, whoa.
Well, because a lot of these guys was just my dad's friends, and I was a kid growing up, so, you know, just say, hey, man, how you doing? And now when I look back now, I was well blessed, and now I see why I have what I have, instilled it in me because I grew up around it as a kid. And I can share all of these old style of music with the fans.
That's where I want to go next. Talk to us for a moment about your style of music, because it really is passing on a legacy, isn't it?
Exactly. And I don't want to dilute that. So what I do, I put my Kenny Neal touch, but I keep the roots of it there. I don't ever want to get away from that. And even if I tell, you know, I hired a manager and I was saying, look, you like me for what you witnessed on stage tonight. So if we're going to do some business, don't come in and try and change me, because this is what it is. And I'm going to make sure I keep that and keep my father legacy going as well.
And that, actually, that legacy goes way back before your father. It goes back 100, 200 years.
Go back from slavery time, from when my, and also my grandmother, when she used to pray, she used to go in the room and lock the room when it was time to pray if somebody was real ill. And man, the melodies that was coming from her while she was on her knees praying, I can still hear them today, and I still use them.
Oh, man, you're making me shiver. You really are.
I still use them on stage.
Wow.
Or when she's in the kitchen cooking and singing these old spiritual hymns. That stuff I didn't realize was being embedded in me, but it was.
That's powerful stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. And I bet you trace it back a step further and you're going back to Africa, African roots, for sure.
Well, I did 8 countries in Africa. Mm-hmm. I went to the little towns. I went to a little place called Tingali. And, man, only thing different about the music from the Baptist church house here in the South was I couldn't understand what they were saying. But all the rhythms and the melodies, all of that was nothing but the blues.
Damn, you're making me shiver again, dude.
And it all came together. It even came together with the gumbo, because I went into a restaurant and I went to order some okra, and they go, "Oh, you want gumbo?" I go, "Is that what it is?" And it all came together. You know, me coming from Louisiana with the filet gumbo, but yeah. So it tied everything together for me to go to Africa and have that experience.
And let's take a kind of a full circle. What you probably brought some new stuff back from Africa that then you melded in.
Well, you know, when I spoke at the universities, I would tell the folks, or I go to the villages and play, I say, look, I'm not bringing anything new to you. I'm just bringing it back. With a little twist,
yes,
you know,
yes,
with a little twist.
Yes, I love
and,
it.
And it was a great tour, man, and it all came together for me once I did the 8 countries in Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you do an Alligator record of that time?
Yeah, I was with them at that time.
But did you do a label, you know, an album cut based on your time in Africa specifically, or more it was just bringing the same stuff you're doing here to there?
Yeah, I was bringing in the same stuff, but what I do have coming out next year is a DVD called American Blues Man, and it's about me growing up in the South, and then I also have my clips where I went over to Africa and played in the villages, and they would greet me by doing a dance for me and playing the homemade instruments.
Can I hang with you some more?
The homemade instruments, just like we made when we was kids.
Yeah,
you know. And it was just, the puzzle came together.
This is some powerful stuff. It really is.
Yes, very much.
I love it. For somebody that wanted to listen to you and learn more about you, in addition to iTunes, how would they find you?
They can go over to KennyNeal.net. And find out about Kenny Neal and also the Neal family as well. I'm the eldest of 10.
All right. Well, let's go there for a moment, because on your T-shirt you got Family and Friends Blues Festival, the Kenny Neal. So you bring it home literally.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's 3 generations now in Louisiana of the Neal family, and everybody is so talented, and it's so almost impossible for me to get everybody across the country, which today I have my younger brothers and my nephews of my band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's all family.
So it's family all the way around on the road.
I got the family right here today. So, and that's just a fraction of us. But we decided to put together Kenny Neal Family and Friends Heritage Fest. So what we do, we use the local guys around the area, So we keep that traditional music going, and then I have about three shows with the Neal family.
That's but it's right. Not just for family. People, the public can come too, right?
The public come and join us because we have a stage that's called a discovery stage. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the only festivals that you get a chance to come and bring your instruments and sign up at the discovery stage and get a chance to show your talent during setup time for the main stage.
So anybody.
Anybody could come.
I love it. How sweet. Okay. You know, I don't want to hog your time, man, but this has been a joy and a highlight of my day to meet you. And
thank you.
Really touching. Really
I
touching
appreciate
stuff.
It. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So a website for you?
KennyNeal.net.
Kenny Neal, thank you. A true honor and a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
All right. This is Tom Wilmer reporting from Helena, Arkansas.
Champagne and toasting. We gotta be strong. strong, can't be weak. We've got to take.